Theron knew it wasn't as simple as he was making it sound. The black ciphers had been designed to prevent anyone from tampering with them. They couldn't be reprogrammed in the field. Changing the encryption codes would require the Empire to recall their capital ships so technicians could synchronize the changes on each vessel. It would be costly and time-consuming, but it was still a better option than letting the enemy listen in on their classified transmissions.
But the Empire won't go to the trouble and expense of changing the codes if they don't think the cipher is missing, the director explained. We need to break into the minister's office and swap the working cipher's core with one of the burned-out cores from the damaged ciphers we recovered. Make them think the one in the minister's office was somehow damaged, causing it to set off the self-destruct sequence.
Won't they be suspicious if the cipher is mysteriously damaged?
Not if they think it was damaged in a terrorist attack, Theron chimed in. Plenty of Imperial installations on other worlds have been targeted in the past. We switch the cores, then detonate some explosives inside the building. Make it look like local anti-Imperial separatists set off a blast that triggered the cipher's self-destruct sequence.
Could be heavy civilian casualties if we aren't careful.
We'll do everything we can to minimize collateral damage.
We'll need the architectural blueprints for the Orbital Defense Command Center, along with a list of all their security protocols. Does SIS have a contact on Zyost we can use?
We haven't been able to make any inroads into Zyost yet, the director admitted.
I know someone who can help, Theron said. The freelancer I worked with before. The hard part is going to be convincing her to work with me again.
Even if Theron's friend helps us out, the director cautioned, we're still working on a good cover story to get onto Zyost without drawing attention.
I can take care of that.
Theron raised an eyebrow in surprise.
SIS aren't the only ones who need to infiltrate Imperial worlds.
Then it's settled, Theron said. So when do we leave?
He knew they could keep going over the mission backward and forward, hashing out every last detail, but he didn't see the point. Part of what made him a good agent was the ability to think on his feet. Any specifics they came up with now would be pure speculation. It was inevitable things would change during the actual mission, and over-planning would only make it harder to adapt and improvise.
Give me time to get our cover story in place. We can meet at my private hangar in 2 days. I'll send you the location.
I'm glad you're both eager to start, Jace said. But let's not rush into anything.
You wanted Theron on this op,
Marcus said, coming to his agent's defense.
I've learned that when he's ready to go, the best thing is to just get out of his way.
I can do that, Jace vowed. Gentlemen, Operation Endgame has officially begun. May luck and the Force be with you.